Hello dear listeners from Blind Cool Tech. My name is Muhammad Islah Pusakon from Thailand, and I'm talking to you from Malaysia again. Today is the 11th of February 2007, and I'm still here in MAB, Malaysian Association for the Blind, in Kuala Lumpur. Today I would like to share with you some useful tip that you can use in your notepad application. And this tip is to have your date and time written in your notepad application automatically in your text document, so you do not have to type it manually. So how is this possible? Well, you just create a normal text document, that means a file with .txt at the end with the .txt extension, and at the beginning of your file you can write .log, and .log must be capitalized for this to work. And from there you save the file, and the next time whenever you open the file, Notepad should write down the time and date for you automatically, and then also place your cursor in the new line so you can just type the information that you want to. Well, in order that you get an idea what I'm talking about, let me just briefly demonstrate this out to all of you. For this demonstration, I will create the text document in my documents folder. So first I will call the desktop. Desktop. Hello desktop. Please come over here. Hello desktop. Oh.
Windows app desktop folder.
Okay, by the way, just by calling it that doesn't work. So I have to press Windows M. Don't try what I just did, it won't work. Now we can press M and look for my documents folder.
M. My computer. M. My M. Music app, my documents.
Okay, we've got my documents folder. I can press enter on this item.
Enter my documents list view, not selected my picture.
Okay, I just press the control key to silence the speech. Now, I will create a text document by going to the file menu, and that can be done by pressing Alt plus F. This is the shortcut.
Alt F menu, new sub menu.
The item that we are looking for is new, and in my case, the first item in the list happens to be new submenu, which is what we want. I can press enter on it.
Enter folder.
Alright, we have a list of different items here that we can create, like folder for example, my Microsoft Word, and many more. And for now, we want to create the text document, so we can press up or down arrow keys to find text document, or we can simply press T for text document, and that should automatically take you there.
T, leaving menus, edit, new text document .txt, type of text.
Okay, here we have an edit field, and the text that is written for you already by Windows should be selected, and of course you can overtype that with whatever name you would like the file to be called. And I can confirm the selection by pressing insert, shift and down arrow.
New text document.txt.
And just says new text document.txt. So we have the file created and the text is selected. So whatever I'm going to type now will replace this text here. So let me type. Perhaps I can say my record.
M Y space. R-E-O-R-D-P-R-T-N-T.
By the way, if the original name says .txt at the end, when you type your file name that you want, you must also end it with .txt as well, otherwise the file might not be usable and Notepad will not open it for you. So make sure that you have .txt at the end, okay? Now we've got the name that we want. I can press enter to accept the changes.
Enter my record.txt.
Okay, we are done. And, well, we can press enter.
Enter my record.txt notepad, edit.
Now we are in the notepad. And the file is currently empty. And as I said before, you will have to add a few characters at the beginning. And since the file is empty, we are already at the beginning of the file. We can just type here, period, and
L-O-G.
So, dot L-O-G, big letters, that is at the beginning of the file. And we can press Ctrl-S to save this.
Ctrl-S.
And I'm going to close it by pressing All the four.
All the four. My documents. List view my.
We are back in my documents again. And the item that was selected is still selected now. And that item is.
My record.txt 1KB text document.
Okay. My record.txt is still selected. Now, if I press enter again, you will see what happens. Let me do that now. I'll press enter.
Enter my record.txt notepad editor.
Right. Let me press up arrow to hear what JAWS has to tell me.
11:36 PM 2/11/2007.
And up arrow again.
Dot log.
Up arrow again.
Dot log.
Well, there's nothing else. Dot log is the first line of the document. And let me press down arrow again.
11:36 PM 2/11/2007.
All right, and down arrow again.
Blank.
You will see a blank line. So, once you press enter on the file that has .log at the beginning, Notepad writes for you the time and date and also places the cursor in the beginning of the new line. So it is ready for you to type whatever information you'd like to. So in this case, I will just type something.
A-L-O space E-V-R-O-N-E.
Okay.
Hello everyone, welcome to my second presentation.
Okay, that is what I typed. I will press Ctrl S to save this file.
Ctrl S.
And let me press Alt F4.
Alt F4, my doc.
And we are back in my documents folder. And let me press enter on the same file again, and I'm sure the same file is still highlighted.
My record.txt.
Yes, it is, so I can press enter on it.
Enter my record.txt notepad edit.
And now let's say I want to add more information. I will say.
Period.
Alright.
I hope that all of you enjoyed.
Okay, never mind. Just don't bother what he says. Not a very important thing. So that's what I wrote. Let me press up arrow and see.
11:37 PM 2/11/2007.
Again, up arrow.
Hello everyone. Welcome to my second presentation.
And again, up arrow.
11:36 PM 2/11/2007.
Alright, and again.
Dot log.
Okay, so you can see that Notepad has written down for us the time and date. And when you open the file, Notepad places your cursor just in the right position. So this is my second attempt in the presentation. I hope that it was understandable, and I hope to meet you again soon. Take care and goodbye.